At Curtis Cannon's wedding in July of 2008, his brother played the guitar and sang Your Song by Elton John.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
During the cliffside ceremony overlooking the Pacific Ocean, Cannon married Dave Verdery. The two, who traveled from Texas to California to be legally wed, are among about 18,000 same-sex couples whose marriages are still recognized by the state of California. That's because they were wed before November 5, 2008, which was the day after California voters passed Proposition 8 banning same-sex marriage. While their marriage provides them with the same protections as heterosexual couples in California, in Texas, where they live, it holds no legal weight. So the couple, who's been together for 13 years, have tried to find other ways to attain legal rights. Verdery explains.
We have always cultivated our relationship to get the most out of it. As far as legalities are concerned, we have reams of paper to secure our legal rights as far as right of survivorship, the right of durable power of attorney, medical power of attorney, whatever you can think of, we've got it. And it may or may not do the trick on the occasion that we need it, but at least we've made a good faith effort in trying to secure what legal rights we do not have as a gay married couple that married couples do.
The day before the Supreme Court began hearing arguments on Proposition 8, Verdery and Cannon spoke on a panel along with two heterosexual married couples at a marriage equality forum held by the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Waco. The event wanted to highlight the disparity in civil rights between same-sex and opposite-sex couples. Before the panel started, local attorney David Schleicher presented an A to Z sample of the legal benefits of marriage.
Good evening. I was asked to address some of the benefits that you get if you're a married couple that you're not legally entitled to if you are a couple but not married.
And letter A, ability to get family rates for various kinds of insurance. The inability to do this is one of the first issues Cannon and Verdery encountered when they moved in together.
The first address that Kurt and I lived at in Spiegelville, it was a house that his grandparents had previously owned. And he owned it. His parents signed it over to him. And I had to have renter's insurance, which is ridiculous. I mean, because all of the property we considered each other's.
Yeah. Heterosexual couples who have a house, even if the property is in one or the other's names, the insurance is going to cover them as, you know, as a married couple. My homeowner's insurance covered me, but when it came to Dave, even though I have a wonderful insurance agent and he's very sympathetic and supportive of me, he said that the insurance company wouldn't recognize that, and so Dave had to get a renter's policy, which is just, you know, irritating.
Cannon pinpoints healthcare as another area where being a same-sex couple without the protections of marriage creates ambiguity. These days, though, he's taking a new approach to the seemingly endless forms.
Whenever I go to a doctor's office, and now every 3 months you have to refill out all your insurance claim form things, it says married, or somebody would ask me that. And for a long time, and part of this is just internalized homophobia myself, I didn't want to get into a big row with, you know, people in the office. I would just say I wasn't married because legally we aren't married in Texas. But I've taken to writing married, and then I put parentheses in California, because we are married. We have stood on our heads. We've, you know, done everything within our power to put that forth.
Currently in Texas, there's a twofold ban on gay marriage. Texas legislators outlawed same-sex marriage in 2003, and in 2005, a constitutional amendment was added that limited marriage to one man and one woman. But the Supreme Court's ruling on Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act could undermine both of those limitations. With or without legal action, though, recent polls indicate that attitudes toward gay marriage and civil unions are changing in the state. According to a joint University of Texas and Texas Tribune poll conducted last month, 37% of the population in Texas believe gay and lesbian couples should have the right to marry, and 28% support civil unions for same-sex couples. Verdery and Cannon themselves predict that not only will gay marriage eventually be legal, but people will look back and wonder why it was such a big deal in the first place, says Cannon.
It'll just, you know, it'll be a non-issue. You know, we'll just be another boring little married couple that lived down the street or whatever.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.